woke up in a pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I bet y'all haven't heard that song in a few years. Creedence Clearwater Revival with Midnight Special. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg, your host, and this song was selected by our guests for the next hour, Connell and Company. We have Will Maben in the house, who's our quality realtor here, who is does an excellent job. And with him, we also have Nathan Biddle, who selected the tune from the Creedence Clearwater Revival, and he is with PBG Inspections. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's actually BPG.
Oh, did I see? I knew I wrote it down. BPG.
For Buyers Protection Group.
Love it. Buyers, I'd rather say that. Buyers Protection Group.
Thank you.
All right, now that we got that straightened out. Okay, so it's great to see you. Happy New Year. A little belated. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Meg. Wow. Happy Thursday. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. So Will Maben is here. Will, tell us about yourself.
Work in real estate. Love it. I love helping my neighbors find houses. Married with three great kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're all grown, at least. That's what makes them great.
Don't tell us a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Right.
Really? And how do people get in touch with you if they wanted to find out more? You actually have a website.
I do. It's willmaben.com. You can also reach me at 850-261-7020. And then Angela Sherrill's here with me. She is my partner in crime today.
Yes. Yeah, so good morning to you. Angela just walked in the door.
Good morning, everybody.
It's foggy out. You have an excuse. You just tell everybody it's foggy.
You don't want to know what the excuse is. But your lights will be kept on.
Gotcha. Okay, that works.
Yes, it's Angela. And you can reach me directly at 850-292-3165 or, of course, at Go Noles.
Oh, my goodness.
ACS,
girl.
I know. ACS at ATT.net.
I love it. Well, and Nathan is here with BPG Inspections. I got it right. Nathan Biddle. You missed it, Angela. I always say to this group, I say, okay, what song do you want to hear? He brought up a Creedence Clearwater Revival song. I mean, Midnight Special. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I know, right?
That is classic.
I know. It's like my old, old DJ days. Back
I know.
In the, yeah.
Awesome.
It was great. It was
awesome.
Great. So anyway, we've got a new year, 2026. What are we looking at now with this year? I know last year there were lots of question marks, but you still had a good year from what y'all told me.
Right.
Well, people need houses.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they like having a roof over their head.
Well,
right.
And they're always asking me, what do your realtors say? Is it a buyer or seller's market? I never quite know how to answer that question.
You know, it really does depend, specifically depending on the area, mm-hmm. as far as neighborhoods go and things like that. Recently, with another person in our office, you know, want to tell you, we're all very collaborative in our office. And so we've noticed that in one neighborhood in the city, the price per square foot has gone down.
Really?
To seller's chagrin.
I guess so.
And unfortunately, the sellers are slow to react to that. They're like, but
nobody wants to take less money.
Nobody wants to take less.
And we're used to for some time now seeing these very little bit inflated prices from what we're used to 10 years ago.
Well,
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Milk.
No.
The price of milk is inflated.
Oh, yes. I thought you meant the movie Milk.
No. I mean, everything is inflated.
Oh, right.
Where
no
it was 10 years ago.
Right. So, you know, I think where Will and I, where experts in real estate really have to help their client, help their seller, is, you know, we have to educate them about all the comparables and what is going on. Mm-hmm. Because Pensacola, unlike a lot of other communities, it's very different. You know, we have multi-million dollar properties, and across the street from you have things that look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's very diverse. Over the holidays, I found myself driving through an area of town that, quite frankly, I didn't even know existed. I had just not been in that particular community. And I've lived here 20 years.
Right.
And it was in the northern side of the county, and I just hadn't been up that way. And, oh, my gosh. And there was all kinds of development there and new homes and apartment complexes. And I was like, wow.
Well, and that's
when
what
did
I was
this happen?
Say.
Yeah.
Everything on the north, it seems like they're building as fast as they can.
Oh, yeah. I was so surprised.
And we were talking about it in our office meeting on Tuesday, that the rate that we're growing, we're going to end up consuming Century at some point.
Right. And we're getting more listings, you know, that far north Escambia, mm-hmm. and right. far north Santa Rosa.
Well, it makes sense, because I would suspect, I could be totally wrong because I'm not a realtor, but that you can get more property for the dollar the further north you go. Is that correct?
Sometimes,
yes. Because it's more rural, obviously.
Right.
You can. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still a rarity to get a lot of property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's some great stuff out there. To answer your question, right now we're really in a buyer's market.
Right.
Okay.
With the amount of inventory that's on the market and the days that inventory sits on the market, it really dictates that it's better for the buyer. The buyer has more power. That's going to be short-lived as more and more. Oh, I'm pretty certain, and I've had a lot of other experts tell me, but as more and more buyers enter the market, as we continue to lower the interest rates,
mm-hmm.
it will create a situation where there's less inventory on the market and more people competing for the same properties.
That makes sense.
And when you're competing, it naturally drives up, and we yeah. make a flip from buyer market to seller market.
Right.
So it's a fluid situation. Right now, it appears to be more buyer.
Interesting.
Right.
We're talking with our friends at Connell & Company, Angela Sherrill and Will Maben. If you've got a question for them, this is Pep Talk. They are the experts. 850-437-1620. And you have a guest with you today. And I do want to get to that, because Nathan Biddle is here. He is a home inspection expert, I guess would be the best way to put it, with BPG Inspections. So let's talk to Nathan.
Well, what I was going to say,
yeah.
one of the...
Because there's a very specific role there that's very
right.
important.
And he can help both a buyer and a seller, which is what Will and I like to do. We love to have listings, but we also love to have buyers for those listings or for other listings. And so with a seller, help, you know... We all think that our home is, you know, our castle, and it is the most expensive piece of property, you know, blah, blah, blah. And not to show up a seller, but to help a seller to understand, that 2009 tankless gas water heater. Guess what? If it were electric, insurance would be going, it's over 15 years old.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Replace it. And the thing is that the technology on the tankless gas water heater is very new. And so we're all unsure about what's the life expectancy.
Right,
of course.
Of a tankless gas water heater.
You know.
In 2009, it was a minute ago.
Well, and we get a lot of people that will also say, hey, I just put in that new air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 2019.
Yeah, our sense of new has changed a little bit.
Right.
And our sense of
yeah.
time also.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, having somebody like Nathan to be able to recommend, and Nathan is not trying to scare people. Nathan is trying to do what we're trying to do, except for he is a professional in being able to evaluate the mechanical systems, the systems of a house that mm-hmm. that make up the components that are what insurance cover.
Well, I know from my own experience that you got to have an inspection when you're buying or selling a home. So what are some of the misconceptions
well,
that you
should.
Find? You should.
You can't
you should.
Force anybody to do
oh,
anything,
okay.
Meg.
All right. I just, maybe it's my mother in my head. You have to have my dad. You
exactly.
have to have an inspection. So we recommend strongly that you do that. But what are some of the misconceptions you find when you come into a new situation, you don't know the buyer or the seller, and now it's up to you to inspect this home? I mean, what does that mean exactly? What are you looking for?
So obviously we're looking for any and everything that we possibly can find. Now, some of the misconceptions that come in there are sometimes buyers have a high expectation that you can find literally everything. So mm-hmm. obviously during a home inspection, we're limited to what we can visibly see and what we can access. Now, that doesn't mean we have X-ray vision, so there are a few things that,
come on, Nathan,
you know, inside the walls and things of that nature, but we are going to analyze the house top to bottom, you know, in the attic, on the roof. We're going to, you know, look at the electrical system, look at the heating and air, check out the plumbing system, look at the ages of certain components, the condition of them, and try to run everything that we can. Obviously, it's ideal if the water and electric are on, the gas, so that right. way we can run everything that we can. So that way when the buyers come into the house and they move in, there are very few surprises and mm-hmm. hopefully none.
Right.
So, and that is what my expectation of it is. Sometimes buyers' expectations be a little bit different, but that's where the realtors, you know, Will and Angela do a great job showing up to the inspections with their buyers. And I always invite the buyers to come
oh,
to the inspection.
Oh, that's great, because I know some don't.
Yes. And so I think it's great if they come, especially towards the end of it, so that way we can get our work done, but then also we can have a minute to go over the entire house with them. You know, mm-hmm. we can talk about anything that's important, discuss a few of the features of the home that may be a little uncommon, but more importantly, explain things in detail in person so that it's not to scare them, because anything in a house is fixable. And people need to understand that, especially if it's not a brand new house, it's been lived in, it's been there for 30, 40 years. You know, you're going to have some settlement, you're going to have some wear and tear. Mm-hmm. So it's great to have that opportunity to explain things to them without scaring them away from the deal.
Right, right. Well, I think that's so important. But having knowledge is power, it's everything. And so it's so important. When I moved into my place recently, about 2 years ago, I found out that the air conditioner was on its last leg. and sure enough, there was a big debate about that. And 2 days before we closed, it died.
Oh. You were like,
oh, thank you. Yeah. I was so grateful. It's like a new system, but you're not always that lucky. I mean, right. So it was real important to have that inspection to find out what the condition is.
To your point, that point exactly, my company, BPG, we do offer a 90-day guarantee on our inspections.
Oh, so what does that
mean?
Meaning
that if I go in and I tell you that the air conditioner, for instance, is in good working condition, I'll have photographs and show you that it was functioning that day.
Right.
If it goes out on you 2 weeks into moving in or three, you know, a month, call my company. Before you call an HVAC guy, you call my company, and we're going to help you get that sorted out.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
That's really great. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we are chatting with our friends from Connell & Company Realty. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Mabin is here, and Nathan, who is with BPG Inspections. And if you have any questions, they are the experts. So please text those questions in at 850-437-1620. So we got a question that just came in. This is coming from yesterday. We were talking a little bit about some inspection issues. Do you recommend having an inspection done if you're not selling, but do you, I guess the question is, do you do inspections when you're not selling a home? Do you recommend that?
It would be rare in my instance, because normally we work with sellers or buyers. Mm-hmm. This typically involves a real estate transaction. But if you've lived in the house for a while and you just have some general concerns or have issues, then yes, I mean, that can, you know, we can do what's called a limited scope inspection, or we can just do the whole thing and start top to bottom and check the whole place out.
Is there a fee involved with that?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I mean, we
well, I'm just checking because
yes, yeah.
He works for free, yeah. Meg.
I didn't mean it to be a loaded question.
You're for the people, no.
But some of that's incorporated when you do the sale and stuff, so this is like a separate
thing. An inspection could be a good tool if you're thinking about remodeling
right.
or
yes.
freshening up your house. Mm-hmm. Having that outside perspective, even if you've lived there for 30 years and you're the person who has taken care of everything, mm-hmm. it wouldn't hurt to have that fresh perspective. And if you can afford to do an inspection and pay a professional to come in and give you that advice. It will tell you where to start.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense. If you're going to remodel the kitchen, but probably have a good idea to have the plumbing looked at.
Or the wiring.
The wiring, right. All of yes. that.
Well, and on the other side of it is, I tell people, and I know Will does too, and one of your other sponsors, supporters, Quality Roofing.
Yes.
When they...
were just here.
We were just talking. They were just on the show.
Right. You know, I tell everybody, do a wind mitt. Mm-hmm. Have a wind mitt done, new one done.
Now, I know what that is, but what is a wind mitt?
Nathan, tell us what a wind mitt is.
So, it's short for a wind mitigation
report.
There
you go.
And it's a form for insurance, and they're due about every 5 years.
What does mitigation mean?
So, wind mitigation is basically your home's features that help resist high winds. And so we're looking for things like hurricane straps. We're looking for things like, you know, impact rated windows or, you know, hurricane shutters. Mm-hmm. We get up in the attic and we check the roof framing for certain features. So every 5 years, your insurance company is going to ask for a new one of those. And if you have one or if you've had some updates done, then it will significantly help lower your insurance costs.
Oh, right. That's really good to know.
And so, and Nathan is right. They're due every 5 years, but I would tell you that. Some of the people that Will and I have worked with have lived in their home for decades, 2 decades. And you go to them and you say, do you have a recent wind mitigation? Oh, yeah. And they pull it out and it's from 15, 18 years ago.
Wow, right.
And it's like.
It was new.
It was new then. Yeah, right. And it's like, and then they've told you, oh, well, we just had a roof done. And it's like, well, do you have a new, you know. And they look at you kind of funny, but here's the thing, folks. When you get those updated reports, sometimes it helps reduce your insurance,
right.
Which we're all looking for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the impetus for, you know, as the caller had asked about, you know, do you do an inspection when you're not in a real estate transaction? Yes, you do. And one of the things that happened to me was I got a letter from my insurance company going, you're going to need to replace your water heater.
Ooh,
well,
gosh.
That was the impetus for me doing a renovation. And so I did have an inspection, and it was very helpful.
Oh, I would imagine it would be. It would make sense. That just seems like common sense, but.
Yeah, because not only did I need to replace my water heater, but I needed to move my electrical box. There were things, you know, it just helped me focus on what was important. If I was going to be spending money on one thing, might as well do some others.
Girl math.
And get it right, but get it right so that you don't have to come back and fix it because you didn't do it right the first time.
Right.
Right.
$30,000 water heater.
Yeah.
At least.
So Nathan offers a bunch of different reports. The wind mitt is one that the insurance company is going to want. There's also a 4-point. Can you tell us about the 4-point?
So the 4-point is, it's another insurance form, and typically it's going to be for houses that are 10 years or older, but sometimes insurance companies will require them sooner. But it focuses on 4 key areas of the house that the insurance company is most worried about. So your roof, your electrical, your HVAC, which is your heating and air, and your plumbing. And so what I do is I come in and I document the age and condition of each of those features. And that one's not going to get you discounts, but it is going to help you get a good policy rate as far as it gives the insurance company a way to gauge your insurance.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and now, do you just do those 2 inspections? Do we need a whole home inspection to go with a 4-point wind mitt?
Yes, because a lot of times buyers, they, you know, if they're on a budget or they're trying to save money, they try to cut on the inspection fees, and they'll say, well, can I just get the 4-point and the wind mitigation so I can get my insurance to get to closing? Yes, you can do that, and it is cheaper. However, if you just do those 2 things, there's many, many features of the house that we're not going to inspect, like the foundation. You know, the windows themselves, you know, wind mitigation, we're checking them for certain features, but we're not checking them out. We're not looking at appliances. You know, we're not doing a lot of the things that we normally would. You're not looking at framing. You're not getting in the crawl space of the attic as far as looking at a full inspection. So it's, to me, obviously, this is what I do for a living. So I like to see
that's
a full
inspection.
That's
why you're here to tell us what we need to do.
It is, if you're buying a home, it's the largest purchase you're most likely going to make. Mm-hmm. And it's a good idea to spend the few $100 and get the entire place checked out.
Right.
As opposed to saving $300 or $400 and not.
Well, and I agree. More just that question is for the owners that aren't looking to sell. They right. may just be looking for those couple reports so that they can negotiate with their insurance company. Tell us how to get in touch with you.
So you can either go to my website, BPG Inspections. Now, we are a large nationwide company, but if you go to Pensacola, you will see myself and my other inspector, Jason Boney. We both work here and offer our services. You can call or text me direct. My number is 765-918-6273. If you go online, you can see our services. You can even book, schedule me for an inspection.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yes, and we have a call center up in Alpharetta, Georgia, that they can help you out as well if you call them. Answer questions, look at reports, or they can get you in contact with myself.
And then your website?
Website is bpginspections with an S .com.
Okay, bpginspections.com. Yes. Okay, yeah. Very good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're about to wrap up. Anything you want to mention this half hour? We are going to come back for another half hour with
Yay.
Our friends at Connell and Company. So we've got a couple minutes left here. Anything you want to mention at this point as we go on with the morning show?
Just excited to be back. Getting back into a routine. And although it's been foggy here in Pensacola, it's not foggy in the real estate market. I mean,
love it.
There are clear paths, truly clear paths when you use professionals. I'd like to tout myself. I'd like to tout my partner, Will. You know, we are here to help people who have any kind of real estate issues. You know, one of the things that Will and I pride ourselves on is being able to connect people and to help solve issues.
Well, we're part of the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that you bring in the people that you work with, yes. which is a great thing.
Yes. Yes. And you can reach me, Angela Sherrill, at 850-292-3165 or at my email, gonolsacs@att.net.
There you go.
And Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
All right. So we're at the beginning of 2026, and maybe someone's finally, the holidays are behind us. Now they're looking at the new year and thinking, okay, I'm ready. It's time to sell this place, and I want a new place, either bigger or smaller, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. What's the first step? Call you?
Call us, yes. But honestly, 2026 started for us at the beginning of December.
Okay.
Right. Usually a standard closing time is about 30 days. So these closings that are happening now, we've been working on them since last year. So our 2026 has already kicked off. And it looks like it's going to be a great year. Real yeah. excited about the developments in our area and just all the new stuff.
Right.
Out there.
And I don't know if anybody saw on the news that we are now the official
number one beach.
We are.
Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach, number one and number two in the country, according to Condé Nast.
Right.
Woohoo.
Traveler. Yeah.
That's
huge.
Above six beaches in Hawaii.
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And 30A.
Yeah.
And 30A, you're right.
That's right. They were way down the list.
Yeah, way down the list.
Sorry to our friends out there, but it is the truth.
Yeah. So just come on and spend that money that you would spend in 30A. You can spend it in Pensacola.
No doubt.
You can spend it in our area, in Gulf Breeze.
No doubt
you can.
All right, let's get those phone numbers and websites one more time.
850-292-3165 is Angela.
Okay, and Will?
Will Maben, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And Nathan?
Nathan Biddle, BPG Inspections, 765-918-6273.
All right, we're with our friends this morning from Connell & Company. They're going to be coming back after the break in the news, so don't go away. And if you do have some questions, text it in now, 850-437-1620.
But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special.
Midnight Special. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Had to play that song for Angela because she missed it first time around. We're here with Angela and Will with Connell & Company Realty, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, and their guest today, Nathan Biddle, who is with BPG Inspections, talking about all the ins and outs of selling and buying homes. And the good news, I suppose, is a buyer's market right now. So let's get back into the conversation. And good morning, guys. Just tell us all about how we can reach you. And you're some of my favorite folks in Pensacola. So there you go.
Angela Sherrill. Good morning, folks. 850-292-3165. And of course, my email, goknowlesacs@att.net.
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. It's 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Nathan Biddle with BPG Inspections. It's 765-918-6273.
Okay, so tell us about the real estate market in Pensacola and what is happening right now as we move in. I can't believe it, the first week of 2026. Here we go.
First week. It's over half. It's way half over. I was just explaining to Nathan that I have another partner and I have a listing coming up. And I asked Nathan because I know that BPG Inspections, which is also nationwide, they offer termite inspections.
Oh, that's good because so often you have to get a separate company sometimes.
You do. And so I want Nathan to talk about that part.
We are one of the very few home inspection companies that are licensed to do WDO termite inspections as well, which has been great for business, but it also makes the realtor and the buyer's life much easier because they can just make
one seller.
Phone call. Mm-hmm. And the seller.
Right.
One phone call and one appointment time, and we'll get both the home inspection, you know, with the 4-point, the wind mitigation, and then also the WDO termite. We offer other services as well, but the WDO is a big one, especially we have a lot of FHA and VA buyers, and a lot of times they require that during the purchasing mm-hmm. process.
And of course, we have a fair amount of FHA and VA buyers here.
And so those are available. To explain what that is, because some folks might be listening this morning and they're thinking about buying or selling and never done it before. So what is that, the FHA?
Federal Housing Authority. Mm-hmm. Would be a government loan. Right. Pretty simple. They're backed by the government, so it's a little bit easier to get. It does come with some higher fees. As far as
threshold is a little
right.
easier.
Well, and also, don't they have some that don't require a large deposit?
Yes, they do.
And that's huge for a first-time home buyer.
Yes.
It's good for everybody, boy. Really.
Yeah.
Options are always great.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the VA. VA, I love it when I get to work with the VA customer. They're out of pocket. We've done a good job of making sure our veterans have the opportunity to own a house, and I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a very large military and retired military community, so right. that makes right. a big difference in terms of buying and selling in this area, for sure.
Right.
For sure. Oh, indeed it does. It makes a big difference. I do quite a bit of VA sales, and I'm always happy to do them. That's somebody that served our country. I'm happy to work for those people, you know?
Right. And the threshold for VA, because housing is, the pricing is higher, mm-hmm. the limits have gone up.
Okay. Their entitlements,
the
yes.
The entitlements and stuff. So that's very helpful.
Right, right.
So one of the things I wanted to ask Nathan about, because Will and I have faced this a lot, because of moisture, because of mm-hmm. the you know, where we live, we tend to have more termites than some other areas of the country.
That makes sense.
We tend to have more wood rot, not necessarily related to termites. But if you are getting a mortgage, a lot of times, you know, the loan is incumbent upon getting a clear WDO, which means getting a clear wood rot inspection.
Okay.
And or being able to show that if there were wood rot on your report that you had that wood rot fixed.
Mm-hmm. Repaired, right.
Yeah, repaired. So a lot of times, if you don't have a good handyman mm-hmm. available, I wondered if BPG has people that you like to refer business to.
Yeah, I do keep kind of a Rolodex of folks in my in my phone, you know, mm-hmm. just people that I've met throughout doing business.
I love that, you use the term Rolodex.
It's an old term. So no, if anybody new is listening, like,
okay.
It's an old
Talking
file
my
system.
Language now.
Okay. So I have a file on my phone and it's basically all the folks that I've met throughout doing my business that I've seen that they do good work. They handle clients well. I've even had some do work on my own personal house. And so if I know and can trust their work, then if I have a client or a realtor that's going to ask, say, hey, do you know anybody? I've got a couple people in, you know, say a plumbing or electrical, whatever, that I could refer out. And I do have a couple handymen that I've seen good work with.
Right. Those were so helpful to have those resources.
Oh, exactly. And so, you know, and that's one of the reasons we like to recommend Nathan and BPG Inspections is because, like Nathan, Will and I have resources too, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the right resource mm-hmm. for whoever our buyer or seller is.
Or so, a particular job.
Yeah, or
depending on what the situation is, of course. Yes.
And our resources are often busy.
Yeah.
Especially when they're professionals. Professionals
and they're good.
Right. to be a resource for us, you have to be a professional and you have to be good at your job. Otherwise, no referral.
Licensed
from me.
And. Yeah, all that. Right. So tell us a little bit about, I'm always curious with these two, of some of the properties that you may have on the market right now that you're excited about, that you're putting up on the market, and how can people find out about your listings?
Well, this is crazy to say, but I am in the process of getting some listings.
I gotcha.
So they're
okay.
not on the market yet.
Okay.
So I can't talk about them.
Okay.
And I'm about to wrap up. I will have had two closings this month, which is
wow,
great for me.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, it's not that I'm particular about customers because we all need them.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you know, I'm wide open, folks. Call me 850-292-3165.
Well, that's why we do this show, because we have the resources and we have the professionals that are the experts on the expert panel. There's a whole reason why we do this.
Yeah.
And we are, I will say, the station is somewhat selective about the people and the companies that we bring on
right.
the show. So that's why you're here.
Right.
Well, I have a couple properties I'd love to spotlight.
Okay.
One is 000 San Rafael. What a beautiful property.
Where is that? San Rafael?
Yes, it's the kind of stuff that dreams are made of.
Where in the area of?
As you're driving over the Bay Bridge on the interstate,
uh-huh.
if you look over to the right there as you're heading into Milton, just
right?
coming off of the bridge, it sits down there on the right on the water.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I have another.
Well, hang on. Tell us more about this waterfront. Is it developed at all?
No development, and it is behind a private water easement gate.
Oh,
so
nice.
You can't just go drive by it.
Okay.
It's exclusive.
Okay.
Very nice.
Because
like
of the water company, it's exclusive. But,
okay.
you know, it makes it a gated community without being a gated community.
So it doesn't have a dock already?
No, there's no improvements,
okay.
And improvements would need to be made. Beautiful property, though. It's got 150 feet of waterfront.
Nice.
Waterfront as in East Bay?
The Pensacola Bay right there, yes.
Mm, nice. Okay. Where could I go to see? Do you have some photos up anywhere? Or?
I do. There, it's on MLS, but
okay.
it's also, you can get it on Zillow.
Okay. Very. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
We also have Noriega Lane, which is another dream property. It's waterfront on the north part of Pensacola Bay. So for this one, if you're going up and over 90 headed mm-hmm. towards Pace, it is on the right-hand side in Pensacola in a 32514 area code.
Very nice.
Extremely nice. I also have White Birch Court in Pace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-bedroom, two-bath house on the market and in a great community called the Woodlands.
Oh, very nice. I've been in I have some friends that live over there. It's nice. Beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
And all sidewalks and walking around. And I think it has the best fireworks show for any event.
The neighborhood fireworks show?
Oh, it's better than going downtown.
Ooh. No way.
Yes. it amazed me, but that's just me.
Well, during the break, we had an interesting conversation. We were talking about this new possible legislation that might affect home sales. Talk about that a bit, because I think that our listeners would find that very interesting. It's very recent, not fully developed yet.
A little backstory. We need to explain that REITs have been buying up a large number of houses.
Which is?
A REIT is a real estate investment team.
Trust.
And they are going in and they're buying $1 billion at a time.
Like Blackstone would be one.
So they'll buy, for example, a whole neighborhood of homes.
Right, a couple hundred at a time.
Right.
And then they go up and they're rental properties. So now all of a sudden your first time home buyer isn't going to be running out buying a house because it's not for sale. Mm-hmm. They have to rent. They're in a situation, and it creates somebody's buying 100 houses at a time, it creates a situation where there's a limit to the inventory on the market.
Of course.
It starts changing it, and it kind of pushes our property, the cost of the real estate up because demand is higher.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to give a little backstory there.
And just so that everybody knows, in Pensacola, as far as I know, we don't have a Blackstone purchased neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
but areas such as Atlanta, Charlotte, Birmingham, Nashville it's really affected those cities.
Right.
And the president is trying to help the market return to a more natural state,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have these inflated prices. I think Congress, I have to say, it was a very pleasant surprise to hear this on the news this morning that the president is hearing that, hey, first-time home buyers.
Sounds like they're being squeezed out from the way that you're describing it.
And it's not just a first-time home buyer, but it's
anybody.
It's a seller who wants to downsize,
mm-hmm.
and they can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's probably going to take a while before it trickles to our area. And I know that people have, I wish sometimes they had a shorter memory,
mm-hmm.
so that they didn't always think back to the 3% interest rates. Currently it's 6.19%. And if you're able to shop around, Will and I both found for other customers that you can get it, under 6 at about 5.99. For some people, that's a bitter pill. But do not chase the market. If you need a house don't chase interest. I think Will's saying of date the...
Oh, marry the house, date the rate.
Yeah, date the rate.
but you can change that if you get a couple years ahead.
That's why it's called dating it.
Yeah. That's why it's called dating, because you can always change it.
But you get out there and you get the house when the market is right to buy.
Right.
You can always change the interest rate down the road when it does lower. But nobody's going to come back 5 years from now and say, hey, you may have overpaid for that house. Let me give you.
Right.
That's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's even, just my recent experience, I had to get a new car and, I did shop around. And so.
Girl math.
Yeah. No. But what happened was it came down to what was the payment that I could afford on my car. I have to have a car payment, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a small mortgage on my home. And so, one of the things you ask about earlier was, what's the first thing that you do? Well, you need to figure out what you can afford, what your payment is, what mm-hmm. you can afford.
And comfort zone.
Yeah. So I figured out what my comfort zone was for my new car payment.
Right. Of course.
Okay. So whoever met that, ding, 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 winner, winner. winner chicken dinner.
Well, I think you've brought something really important, because I know for myself, when the first time I bought a home, I had not heard of pre-qualifying. Mm-hmm. And so that was, I had a great realtor at the time that walked me through the process and said, you need to find out what you can afford, because I didn't know. I mean, I had no idea until mm-hmm. we sat down and did the paperwork. And nowadays you can almost find out instantly, because so many loan companies that will let you know the same day, what you can qualify for. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge, don't you think that's a huge tool?
Yes.
And in terms of the buyer and the seller having confidence that you're serious.
Right.
Well, it's a very big tool, and one of the most important things that you can come armed with in the home buying search. I've always said it kind of, if you don't know your budget, you don't go to the grocery store and just fill up the cart.
Right. And that's how Nathan helps us, mm-hmm. you know, because if you don't know enough about the house that you're getting ready to purchase, it's going to be a shock.
Absolutely.
Because maintaining your home is so important. You know, as Nathan said, it is probably the most valuable and expensive thing that you do in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. And not everybody buys a home more than once or twice in their lifetime. And so if you don't understand about being able to maintain that home, you're not going to be in that home very long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just had a text that came in at 850-437-1620 for Nathan. Do you do inspections on the weekends?
I can.
Okay, so how does that work? Do inspectors have office hours? Or are you open Monday through? How does that work?
Not necessarily. So I can set my own schedule. And mm-hmm. for, you know, Angela and Will, they utilize me quite a bit. So Will knows, hey, if I need something in a hurry, I'll text Nathan. My normal schedule is Monday through Friday. I do have two small children and a wife at home, so I try to dedicate time to them as well. But we all know that real estate does not stop on the weekends. So I do make exceptions, and I will squeeze some people in on the weekend if need be. So,
and those two small children and wife all need to eat.
This is very true.
That's true. Good point, Will. Well, this has been so interesting to have you here this morning to just give that perspective on how important an inspection can be.
Thank you.
Well, and I wanted to really ask, here we are, we're looking at spring. I know we've still got a little bit of time in our winter months left, but what would you recommend to the homeowner as they're looking at their spring projects, spring cleaning, spring freshening up their house? Steps, things that they could do?
Yeah, I think for a lot of folks, one of the biggest things, you know, here in Pensacola, we have a lot of live oaks, and mm-hmm. those all tend to drop leaves around this time of year.
We were just talking about that earlier.
I know it sounds simple, but cleaning your gutters is massively important, especially from a home inspector's perspective. You need those gutters to work the mm-hmm. way they're intended to, because water can pile up and start causing other issues if you don't clear those out.
No doubt about it.
They back up.
Oh, yeah. Create little lakes and ponds in your foundation.
Well, they back up into the eaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And also on the rooftop as well. You know, if you're young and capable and able to get on a roof, get up there and clear those leaves off of the roof, because over time they'll collect and hold water. I've seen many roof leaks that have developed on otherwise a really good roof because it's holding so many leaves and water and moisture.
Right.
Note, Nathan said that.
The inspector said that, yes. And just so you know, we had Quality Roofing here earlier. Their number is 850-788-7691. And they're doing a free pep check. If you tell them you heard about them on the show today, they'll do a free inspection for you on your roof, just to check the roof and the gutters. So not to conflict with you, sir.
Yeah.
We work hand in hand.
Yes, we do. That's really important. And that's why you want to hire an expert.
Yes.
Like myself and like Will Maben, because mm-hmm. we are connected to Quality Roofing. We use them a lot, mm-hmm. and gratefully, they have recommended us as well. So
in the terms of getting ready, it's the beginning of the year. If you've got somebody that's listening and they're really intrigued now, what mm-hmm. do they do first? Besides call you, once they call you, what are the first steps when you're thinking about
getting qualified, figuring out what you can afford, those two things, figuring out if you're a cash buyer or a mortgage, mm-hmm. you know, and what kind of mortgage.
what are your must-haves?
I was just thinking Do you need to be near a school?
Yeah.
Do you need to be in a particular area?
Right. Do you need a garage?
Right. Yes.
Well, and for sellers. Mm-hmm. Sellers looking and thinking about what do I have to do to sell my house? And, well, first thing, where are you going?
Yeah.
Right.
So we also have to find a house. Mm-hmm. What's your budget?
Yeah.
What's your timeline? Or if you're a renter and you're wanting to go in, when does your lease expire?
Right.
Yeah.
So at what point are we not going to add extra cost to you by moving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to live? Is there an HOA in the neighborhood? Are there things that there are so many surprises that can happen that you don't know about?
Right. Do you need a fenced yard? Do you need sidewalks? Do you need
do you have pets?
A pool.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much. And I usually will ask my buyers to just dream for a minute. Mm. If you could pick your perfect house, sit there and dream. And that's what I would recommend for everybody. You sit down and what is my perfect house? And you start writing those things down. And you're not going to get them all.
No, you're not.
And it changes over the years. I know in the past I wanted a fireplace and a pool and all that kind of stuff. And then I downsized recently and I'm very happy having like a little patio backyard that I could just have the, your needs change.
Right.
Priorities do change over time. It always has.
Right. One question, fireplace. Do you do chimney inspections?
So we do a pretty basic chimney inspection, but it is included in a normal home inspection. But you typically, I would say probably 99% of the time, if I'm doing a fireplace inspection, I found that it's been used, I will recommend that they have it professionally cleaned by a chimney sweep before using it, because that creosote that gets in the pipes can be bad news. So. Yeah.
And as was mentioned yesterday, do not burn your Christmas tree in the fireplace.
Oh my gosh.
Because the resin apparently gets all over the walls.
It's sap. Yes, sap, it's, I guess. Bad.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And it goes up like a mat.
I've heard.
I learned so much on Pep Talk. I'm telling you.
I've heard it's bad.
Oh, I see that look.
Oh my gosh.
Talking from experience, are we, Will?
I don't have a fireplace anymore.
Oh, no.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. My name's Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can reach me at willmaben.com.
I'm Nathan Biddle with BPG Inspections. My number is 765-918-6273.
Yes, and my name is Angela Sherrill. I'm with Cannell & Company Realty, and my contact is 850-292-3165. And my email, of course, go Noles, ACS, at att.net.
Okay, I'm going to ask you in the last 20 seconds here, who are you rooting for tonight? Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, baby.
Yeah. Ole Miss.
Go.
And, hey, we're also sponsors for the
Road to the Championship. Championships.
Oh, all right, look for the Cannell & Company ads.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys all for being here this morning. We appreciate all that you do for our community. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk.